Next month, a class action lawsuit charging New York City with failing to plan for the evacuation of disabled people in times of emergency goes to trial in federal court. This lack of planning has been an issue since at least September 11, 2001, and was highlighted again last year when evacuations were ordered as Hurricane Irene closed in on the city. It's been 2 weeks since people living in low-lying areas of the city were ordered to evacuate their homes in the path of Hurricane Sandy, and many disabled New Yorkers who were stranded in high-rise apartment buildings are still trapped without heat, hot water, electricity, or elevator service.
We can't even be sure how many are still isolated up in high-rise buildings.
Suzanne Dua is executive director of the Center for the Independence of the Disabled.
But we know that many of the New York City Housing Authority buildings have not yet had their electricity turned on, so people are isolated on upper floors without running toilets or running water, without the medicine they need in some cases, possibly needing dialysis or medical attention. And we're very, very worried about people also who were evacuated or who evacuated themselves. We cannot locate many of the people that we were working with who were residents of Zone A areas around the city. And so we're very, very worried about people having been scattered to the winds, ending up in hospitals or shelters away from their communities. We've heard about people being relocated out of state, out of borough. We're very concerned about how long they'll be away from their homes and whether, in fact, they'll ever be able to go home.
There is a class action lawsuit against the city for failure to plan for the evacuation of disabled people during a disaster. There's a trial date in December, so obviously this has been going on for some time. Why has the city failed to prepare, even in the face of legal action and repeated failures such as Irene last year?
I don't know why they think that they can continue to fly in the face of federal civil rights law. I certainly cannot imagine why the city of New York thinks it's a good idea to abuse the civil rights of people with disabilities. I can't imagine a reason. I have had some thought that it is because of archaic attitudes on the part of some city officials who think that people with disabilities have people to take care of their needs or our needs, and that people with disabilities will be evacuated by caregivers or by family members or friends or will be living in an institution, and if the institution is evacuated, that will suffice. But the reality of people living in the community is that we live in every neighborhood, often concentrated in low-income neighborhoods that don't have adequate resources. We don't always have family or friends who can help us evacuate.
How many disabled New Yorkers are there who would be in need of assistance during a disaster?
There are 1 million New Yorkers with disabilities, and I would say that a very high percentage, maybe 1 out of 3, would be in need of assistance, in part because a very high percentage of people with disabilities are living in poverty, don't have extra resources to go to a hotel or to just pick up and travel somewhere else, or a car, or the ability to stockpile extra equipment or medications. And then when the public entities that are supposed to provide assistance are discriminating, that makes it that much harder.
What can people who are disabled and currently isolated and have some contact either through cell phones or through neighbors do to get the help that they need? And also families of people with disabilities who are trying to locate their loved ones, is there a central location where they can get the information or request help?
If people need emergency assistance, they must call 911. But I would also recommend contacting the Center for Independence of the Disabled. Our number is 212-674-2300 to ask for help. We're coordinating with recovery groups and with FEMA to try to address unmet needs of people with disabilities and help cut through red tape. For those who have family or friends who are trying to find them, this is one of the most frustrating problems of all. There doesn't appear to be any central registry that says where people have been taken. So there isn't a single registry of who's in all of the shelters or who is in the hospitals. And we simply don't know how to find people. And that is really alarming. We know of a lot of families who are looking for their loved ones and who are deeply worried about what their fate has been. And I can understand why.
So what are the basic preparations that the city should make in order to ensure the safety of people with disabilities during a disaster such as the storm that just went through?
Well, the first thing that needs to happen is that people with disabilities need to be brought to the table for planning. And the second thing that happens is that the plan must include people with disabilities in every aspect of the plan. So every agency that participates in planning, every aspect of evacuation, of sheltering, of recovery effort must be tested for accessibility. And issues with the infrastructure and its inaccessibility have to be addressed. The city should no longer try to make do with inaccessible schools, inaccessible senior centers, and other facilities, and just wish the problems away.
Susan Dua is Executive Director of the Center for the Independence of the Disabled.